Attuned and aligned with her young cast, Abby of 600 Highwaymen keeps rehearsal moving. It's just a few days before Friday night's debut of Man-Made Earth at the Adam Mickiewicz Library and Dramatic Circle. A deadline approaches, but calm and focused reign as Michael Silverstone runs through preparations.
We decided that we wanted to try building things as a group. We made a list of all the things we wanted to work with, like cardboard, wood, sand, rocks.
Man-Made Earth runs this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mickiewicz, and so does Torn Space Theater's production of Light Station. Managing director Marissa Caruso.
It's a guided performance that moves people from the Mickiewicz to a light sculpture that is being built in the lot behind the theater. Sculpture made of 31 tons of limestone that's around 350 million years old. And then the audience moves down the street to St. Stanislaus Church, where they get to experience that sort of cathedral space in a new way and enjoy a private organ concert. These two projects are supported by the UBCAI grant.
A lot will be happening this weekend near the intersection of Paderewski and Fillmore. So for some clarity, we sought expert guidance.
It's kind of like describing an elephant. Where do you begin?
Peter Hall, co-host of WBFO's Theater Talk.
Let's face it, there's a lot more to theater than just big musicals. And that's why it's so important in Buffalo, which is a pretty arts-oriented community, to have that, what we used to call avant-garde group. That group that just takes it, you know, to the very edge. And because the stuff that Torn Space is doing today is probably going to be mainstream maybe 10 years down the road. But it's so exciting to have it right here in Buffalo right now.
It was partially assembled on Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
A backhoe has arrived to put the finishing touches on the 31-ton sculpture of rock and light. Again, a lot is happening. And it's not easily defined.
It's been a challenge for us to explain what you're going to see because we're creating it as we go. It's not like we can say, we're doing a production of Romeo and Juliet. You basically have a gist of what that's going to be like. We're creating a site-specific experience. What we can tell you is that it's going to be multimedia rich. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be a powerful, changing experience. It's going to start a conversation. You're going to want to sit in the bar at the Mickiewicz for the next hour and talk about it with the person that you came with.
And there is plenty to talk about. Back inside the Mickiewicz, Abby from 600 Highwaymen and her young cast are practicing the lines.
This is the earth, the ground, the rocks, the dirt, the pavement. This is the parking lot. Can you illuminate? Can you expand?
Adding to the dynamic, most of the actors in Man-Made Earth are from Lafayette High School. Most were born outside the United States.
Can I have your hand? Can I have a hug? Can I stay here? Can I live here with you?
It is said that art stretches the perspective, helping the observers see something new and true.
Whose place is this? Who does it belong to?
And from this perspective, 600 Highwaymen and Torn Space Theater, with their performances of Man-Made Earth and Light Station, to give audiences plenty to think about this weekend.
Which one is your card? Can you give me your wallet, your phone, your
matches? I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.
Jacket, your home, your neighbors, your friends. What can you teach me that you don't know?